pretty much Honorable David Moruba Aquilino Laduwani, the said Minister of Housing, Land and Public Utilities, jointly to give this brief statement in regarding to our meeting, which has been stated by Honorable Engineer Louis, the Undersecretary of Minister of Housing National. And the meeting was very fruitful, where the state and the national government jointly came together in order to listen to our citizens, the residents of Lukulili, both the informal residents and the former residents of Lukulili, because they have raised their concern due to the clashes in the area, which is very clear and is known to each and everyone that there is a problem in Lukulili, where a group formed themselves and they went ahead with the opening of the roads in Lukulili state by demolishing houses, implementing a plan which is not a plan of the state Minister of Housing, Land and Public Utilities. As is a concern, the voice group, they came and met the administration or the leadership of the state. They expressed their anger due to the practices that's happened in the area of the Lukulili, and the state government is more concerned about the tension. As a responsible government, is also very serious about the issues of the insecurity, because the state government wanted to make sure that there is no any clashes or any tension or insecurity that is going to happen or to occur in the area of the Lukulili. Therefore, in our meeting today with the citizens of Lukulili, we resolve the problems after presenting the genesis of the area of Lukulili by the technicians or by the engineers from the Survey Department of Survey, Minister of Housing and Public Utilities, by presenting the area of Lukulili starting from 2009 up to 2010, and that was the year of the demarcation of the area of Lukulili based on the satellite image, the proof that the process of the Lukulili was very clear without any problem, followed by the survey, the social survey, and up to 2012, when there is a concern that some residents within the area were not having a plot, the community and the government of Central Equatoria also worked very hard in order to make sure that those individuals must be compensated. That's why they came with the new planning of opening a new area, which is a Lukulili extension. Likely happened that the compensation of 591 households will be compensated. And that one was very clear. The presentation was done smoothly, and all of us were witness in the meeting, including the high-level committee members and the state government, plus the residents of Lukulili. They were convinced. The inconveniences or the genesis of the problem within the area of Lukulili, that will refer to the requests of the residents that they came and approached the national ministry, and they were given a document to go ahead with the opening of the roads in order to facilitate the services. Unfortunately, they went and then they turned the mandate to demolishing innocent people houses by not following a right procedures, and they are not a rightful bodies or a rightful owners to go and carry such kind of activities, because they said Minister of Housing is the one having a full mandate by constitution and by the law, because we are the one, the custodians of the land, and any advices of the land, it is a full responsibility of the state. Therefore, the meeting has resolved that the documents that was been given to those groups in order to go and open a roads in Lukulili, it has to stop the work immediately from today, that the committee, those who are making activities on the ground, must stop carrying such kind of activities, and the government and the Minister of National Minister of Housing is going to issue an order in all the sectors, the military apparatus, anyone who is concerned to take serious measures in order not to allow such kind of activities to continue within the territory or within the areas of Lukulili. On the top of that, there is a new note coming also from the same institution for the forwarding of the showing and opening of the roads in the Durupi and Timundi areas and extension. That one also, the honorable ministers and the meeting came to resolve that all the documents must stop and no one should not carry it and to go ahead with such kind of activities. So in conclusion, let me just make a very few remarks in Arabic. إنه احنا كلجنة الأولى اللي تكون بالرئيس وحكومة الولاية بوجود السيد الحاكم ووزير القومي الشؤون الهندسية والمواطنين بتاعتنا الجاء من منطقة لوكوليلي اللي هم متضررين هم من السكان الأصليين وعندهم أوراق اتظلموا وبرضو في ناس القاعدين ما عندهم أوراق وحصل في مشكلة في الأريا عشان كده كحكومة قاعد وقادر إنه ينادي كل الأطراف عشان إنه يوريهم الحقيقة شنو حول المشكلة اللي قاعد يحصل في لوكوليلي وعمل برزنتيشن وورى لناس إنه الحلة ده كان مقدد من 200 وقال عنده حق منه ومنه ما عنده حق عشان كده حكومة حريص وما دارين يكون في تنشن لأنه اوريدي كان في كونسان وناس دارين يتزحروا عشان كده الحكومة بيقول الكلام ده ما صح وحكومة ساي على إنه لازم يكون في احترام ويكون في ضبط الأمن وما يكون في أي انفلات في كل أحياء بتاعتنا عشان كده في الاجتماع الليلة تم موافقة بين سكان منطقة لوكوليلي وحكومة الولاية بوجود وزير القومي إنه كل النشاطات الماشية في لوكوليلي تفتت الأسوار وكسر البيوت يجيف من يوم الليلة وده كان هو الريزوليشن أو الريزوليشن of the meeting إنه إحنا نور المواطنين بتاعتنا إنه the government of Central Equatoria said هو شغال بيبذل كل مجهود بتاعه عشان يجيب الاستقرار ويجيب السلام بين المواطنين وبيتأكد إنه كيف يقدم الخدمات للشعب بتاعه في المدينة ويحافظ للسلامة ويقدر يشوف برضو كيف يعاود الناس الما عندهم الأوراق أو ما عندهم الوطاء بطريقة قانونية سليمة بدون يكون في أي تنشن أو بيكون في أي خلاف عشان كده إحنا في الاجتماع ده طلعنا بمقترحات والقيادة قال إحنا نوري الشعب بتاعنا إنه الماشي ده يجيف وكل زول الشايل القانون في يده إنه يجيف ما يمارس النشاطات لأنه كل الجهات الأمنية بعدها هيسيل الطرق السليمة ولكل زول اللي تورط في العملية ده وما دار يسمع لنداءة الحكومة للتوجيهات والقرارات أو مقترحات تطلب على الاجتماع هيكون مسؤول وهيعاقب حسب القانون عشان كده الاجتماع الليلة طلب مقترحات من أجل إنه يكون في استقرار ويكون في سلام في المدينة وما يكون في أي انفلات أمني خصوصا بالعمليات الماشي في عملية النحب أو توزيع أراضي الغير قانونية وده بيطبق في كل الأحياء وأيضا زي ما هنا عرفنا إنه في مربع 8 أبو دلة في صراع حول الميدان ورئاسة الجمهورية دخل فوقه وأنا بنرجو من كل زول قال إنه عنده يد في العملية ده إنه يقف ولازم الناس الموجودين في الميدان ده يخلوا ميادين ده لأن الميادين ده حسب التخطيط المدينة ده الميادين للخدمات الحلة وما ممكن إنه يجي ناس يشيلهم أو يملكوا الميادين ده لأنه ده للشعب وده للمصلحة العام عشان كده إحنا بنقف هنا وإحنا بنقول شكرا وده الرسالة للحكومة للسنترال إيكواتوريا وإحنا مستعدين وإحنا هنقدم كل خدماتنا وكل المواطنين حقنا يكون صابرين and we will answer their demand. Thank you very much. Thank you. based on the plan of the Minister of Housing, Land and Public Utilities, and we have been talking and we have been informing our citizens that we have not less than 13 areas that is need to be zoned. Due to the obstacles and obstructions of those occupants and the land grabbers, these are become a threat and become an obstacle. That's why the government are working very hard in order to make sure that we arrest the situation, then it will be followed by the normal procedures and the normal duties of the ministry in order to give the rightful owners their plots in their respective areas. And for those who have been affected, as I've said, that one is not a work of the government. These are illegal people, and the law, it will take its course for those who participate in that kind of activities. Thank you.